You've landed on Mom Swipes Left, a podcast with two middle-aged women who are so thankful for all you assholes. On today's show, we talk about Brown Friday. Also, it's the first of the MSL gift guide for this year.
Woohoo!
Enjoy.
Welcome back to Mom Swipes Left. This is episode 251. I am your host, Jen.
And I'm your host, Carol.
Carol, how you doing this week?
Fantastic.
Good.
Living the dreams.
Shitless? Grievances? Have you any?
No.
Wow.
I don't have time to have any.
I know, but I know that you took your mother to Gardens Aglow.
It went fairly well.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to push that wheelchair through all of that gravel?
I did. And we even went down the part that said, don't bring a wheelchair down here. We did it anyway. It was me, my mom, and my friend.
Did you have to have two pushing the wheelchair?
Up the hill of the part that said, don't come down here? Yes. Yes, we did.
Yeah. Was your mother just all a titter that you guys are breaking rules?
Yeah, she liked that.
Yeah. Do they still just have that fucking troll exhibit?
They have a lot of trolls, yeah. Big-ass trolls.
I know, but I saw it last year.
But they're just going to stay there. Because they're huge and they're, okay. They're pieces of art.
I'm not saying you have to get rid of the trolls, but add something else.
Okay.
It's not cheap to go. You're a friggin' event.
It's different every year.
No.
It is.
How so?
Because they take it all down and they put it all back up.
Yeah, I know, but it's always
similar. This year there were all kinds of mushrooms.
Last year they had mushrooms.
I didn't go last year.
Well, last year they had mushrooms.
Whatever. Why don't you be positive?
I want to see something new if I'm paying my monies. I have a shit list. This came across my desk, and I actually took umbrage.
Oh, umbrage.
It's a Gen Z article on Thanksgiving side dishes that are not cool anymore.
Oh.
And it's not just that they aren't cool, because I really couldn't give a fuck about
cool. Right.
I think that the phrasing was side dishes that no one really wants.
Mm.
Okay? I won't even read them all. Some of them I agree.
No, now I'm in. I want to hear it.
Some of them I agree with.
It's subjective, though, people. That's what I don't like about Gen Zers. They think everything their is opinion everything. Is the only opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm saying is that I'm going to my mother's on Thanksgiving, and the two things that I am charged with bringing are on this goddamn list. Shit.
Can I guess one?
Sure.
Green bean casserole.
Yes.
No, kids. You can't take my green bean casserole away from me.
How did you know I brought green bean casserole?
I just guessed that that's one they think was gross.
It says, whoever thought to match frozen green beans. First of all,
you don't use frozen.
No, I use canned. And I use French cut and wax beans. Whoever thought that mixing frozen green beans with canned cream of mushroom soup must have been off their rocker. Okay,
first of all, you can mix anything.
As long as it says cream. I use cream of potato, cream of cheddar.
Whatever. Cream of.
That's
it's any, all. Anything.
Tastes all the same.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. And adding canned fried onions doesn't help its case either.
Oh, for Christ's sake. These kids need to learn to live.
If you're going to do this dish, do it right and use entirely fresh ingredients.
Ew.
Too much work? We thought so. Leave it off your table and saute fresh haricot verts.
Yeah.
Instead, what the fuck is a haricot vert?
It's a green bean is what it is. They're not wrong that those are delicious, but I think what they're missing out on here is some flavor.
Mm-hmm. That's wow. One of the dishes that I've been
now trying. I'm pissed.
Oh, you wait.
Can I guess another one?
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes with the marshmallow?
Absolutely.
I'm about to get into a street fight right now.
Sweet potato casserole. Why on earth would you ruin such a good thing? Sweet potatoes and yams are already packed with plenty of sweetness.
Oh, eat my crack.
Gobbing marshmallows on top and melting them into a gooey mess only means it literally sticks to everything, all in caps.
Including my delicious flavor savers in my mouth.
And nobody needs a sugar bomb like this.
Oh, really?
Do you want to guess another one? Now this is fun.
Does it get into desserts?
No, it did not. No, these are Thanksgiving sides.
Oh, sides. Okay.
Specifically. I mean, there are only so many, right?
Cranberry sauce. I knew they were coming for it.
Canned cranberry sauce. All right. I'm just going to tell all you people.
Yeah.
My mother regularly makes homemade cranberry sauce.
I have made it myself.
Throughout my entire life, I have preferred the canned.
Listen, it's a delicious, sweet, savory treat.
It's a slide down the throat thing. You don't even have to chew it.
I like both. But there is nobody who hates the cranberry out of a can. You're just being a snotty little shit.
Well, let me read you what they think. If the skin-crawlingly perfect can shape and the way it slithers from said can of this congealed atrocity isn't enough to keep you away, at best, it's a gritty gel. Gritty?
Tarnishing? It's smooth as silk.
Right? It's as smooth as the inside of my pussy. It's a gritty gel tarnishing juicy turkey slices and fluffy dinner rolls. At worst, a jiggly display of 1950s food gone wrong.
Except that it's a fucking staple and a classic. So how do you explain that, Gen Z kid who's super snooty and wants your hair cut burnt? How do you explain it? And also, you just made me think there are probably people who fuck that.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
I think fucking canned cranberry jelly would be much more satisfying than like a pumpkin filling.
100%. I was just thinking that. I was like, when you said it's like as smooth as the inside of my pussy, I was like, oh my God, yeah. Like, let that get to room temperature and you are just ready
to... you don't want it to juice.
You don't want it to juice, but you know that you can put that on a plate for quite some time.
True enough. You have any more guesses?
Don't take it out of the can, though. That's what makes it
Oh, no,
perfect.
You gotta fuck it in the can. Yeah. Make sure you use lube. All right, do you want to take another guess?
Mm. Is there anything with potato?
Well, they call it potatoes au gratin.
Shut your effing hole.
I will say that we call them scalloped potatoes are not a staple at Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's fine.
But I love
They're incredible. And there's some at home right now for me.
Are you joking?
No, because Joel has these weird things at his office where they do potlucks every month. Mm-hmm. And this one was Friendsgiving. And he had to make scalloped potatoes. And you know what he put on top? Mm. Caramelized onions. These motherfuckers can eat me because potatoes au gratin, aka scalloped potatoes, are one of life's best actual things.
I'm so happy that you're as infuriated as I am.
So bad.
This is what they say. As if Thanksgiving wasn't gluttonous enough, now you want to add even more starch?
It's the entire point of Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Is that you are gluttonous.
Even when executed perfectly, au gratin style has nothing on classic mashed potatoes, especially when buttered and smashed with skins.
What's the fucking difference?
You know what? That's another thing I hate besides the word savory.
Oh, skins?
No, I like skin. Smashed versus mashed. At what point did somebody say, you know what? Mash isn't cool anymore, but smash is. Stupid fucking idiot. Stupid. All right, do you want me to just take over then? Because you don't...
Wait, let me try. Okay. Let me try. Give me hints.
This is something my grandmother on my mom's side made. Mm. She actually added rice to it. It has a lot of whipped cream.
It's not ambrosia.
It is.
They're coming for ambrosia?
They are.
I will say I've not ever had it with rice in it.
It's so fucking good.
Probably. You could add anything to ambrosia and it would still be good.
Here's the thing. This is the key. Because we made a ton of it at her funeral. Everybody tried their hand at Graham's rice salad, which is what we called it. But it was basically ambrosia salad with rice.
With rice in it.
You put minute rice in and you let it sit in the whipped cream overnight. Oh, yeah.
And it just cooks itself.
Basically. Mm. This is what they say. A prime example of 1960s trend gone awry.
It's not gone awry if it's still here.
Ambrosia and jello salads should have been banned before the new millennium. Seriously. What kind of crime against fruit is this? Not only is it way too sweet and sticky, the goopy texture is enough to send chills down our spines.
They're very unhappy with the sticky.
You know what it is? Both of my kids are Gen Zers.
Yeah.
Neither of them had this, but I know enough from their playmates and all of that. Mm. Tactile issues.
For the
Everybody has a tactile of issue. God. They can't get in the sand. They can't have a tag on their inside of their t-shirt. Their socks have to be wrinkle-free.
They are going to be some old motherfuckers. Can you imagine them as elderly people?
No. I don't know who's going to take care of them.
I don't. Not me.
It'll be mass euthanasia.
I mean, I'll be dead. So, yeah, not
thank
me.
God. All right, this one, other side of the fucking family. Mm. Not my favorite.
Aspic.
You're an aspic.
Some people love their aspic, you know?
This is something that my sister makes every Thanksgiving for sheer sentimentality, mm-hmm. and we all eat it despite the fact that it is not our favorite, but we enjoy it. Creamed onions.
Like the pearl onions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a buttery cream.
I love that.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's something I would prepare for myself, but if given that at Thanksgiving, I'd eat the shit out of it.
And just like the ambrosia salad, we eat it in memory of people we loved.
It's also not terrible, so.
This is what they say. This might be grandma's favorite, but she's sure as heck the only one still eating them. Seriously, who wants to eat an onion on its own? Even in this overly buttered cream sauce, pearl onions are uncalled for, and they definitely don't do anything for favors in the breath department.
Oh my God, get over yourself. It's Thanksgiving. Nobody wants to make out with you. They want to eat the fucking pearl onions. I'm so angry.
Good. I always bring, besides the three green bean, I always get this fucked up because I will tell somebody I'm bringing a three green bean casserole.
Yeah.
But they somehow think it's the beans with the Italian dressing. Yeah,
nobody wants that.
No, that's actually nasty. They're calling it corn pudding. No, it's scalloped corn.
Wow. I've never even heard of scalloped corn.
Delicious. It is cream corn, regular corn, onion, garlic, salt, pepper, butter, and a little bit of milk all whisked together. You put it in a casserole dish and you bake it for a fuck ton of time.
Yeah.
Before it congeals, you add Ritz crackers to the tops.
Yes, you do.
It's delicious.
Let's all make it.
This is what they say. Is it cornbread? Custard? No one knows because this dish is impossible to eat. It is honestly not worth the effort, even if you do. A mishmash of canned and cream corn and cheap cheese, which I do not put cheese in, totally ruins a full harvest favorite. If you must serve corn, slice it fresh off the cob.
I will literally smack all of your heads together. I don't think I can go any further.
All right, this is the last one. Wet stuffing. We might disagree on this.
I don't know that I've ever had wet stuffing.
Wet stuffing is actually moist stuffing.
Oh, moist?
I prefer a moist stuffing.
I will eat any stuffing.
I do not want my stuffing to fall apart on my fork.
Like be all dry and...
Yeah. I want it that way on the top. But on the inside...
Moist.
I want to be able to like pack it into things. I want it like clay. Frankly. I really
I am not fussy about stuffing. I will eat any kind of stuffing and I will eat more than you think I will eat.
Let's move on. Next up, notable news. Carol, what are we singing?
We are singing ABBA's Dancing Queen.
Perfect.
Me, 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 me.
Monday night and our boobs are bare. Looking out for some news to share. Stories that are funny. Nuggets that engage. We cannot act our age. We are some raging broads. Making pods, shooting our wads. Raging broads. Finding news about arthropods. Oh yeah. Hear our news and applause. You love us raging broads.
Nice. I mean, we did our best.
First up on Notable News, Brown Friday. Plumbers nationwide are gearing up for post-Thanksgiving Brown Friday. Plumbers around the U.S. are busy preparing for the annual Thanksgiving tradition, and this one is noticeably less sanitary than your usual celebration. I mean, that's a statement. Who knows?
Yeah.
Cases of clogged drains skyrocket every single year after Thanksgiving. But it's not just the toilets. Kitchen sinks, showers, and virtually any drains that can get clogged in your home are more likely to do so following celebrations.
Well, isn't that just because there's a lot more people at your house?
I think it is, and I think it's a greasy meal.
Take a big old dump.
While I would love to think that it has to do with shit entirely. So I got a septic system. I'm not on town. If I have more than 5-6 people in my house, flushing toilets for an entire night, my septic is fucked up for a week.
Yeah, you're gonna call a plumber. It's Brown Friday.
That means plumbers generally have to clock in after Thanksgiving Day, but most don't mind.
No, they make a shit ton of money.
They're making time and a half, yo.
Oh.
Because Friday is officially a holiday. Plumbers Union. Plumbing firm Roto-Rooter, for instance, says that the number of service calls jumps by 50% on the Friday after Thanksgiving compared to other four-day weekends.
Really?
Curiously enough, though, plumbers did not come up with the name Brown Friday. The delivery service company UPS holds a large annual hiring event after Thanksgiving, also called Brown Friday. The name stems from the brown color of the UPS delivery driver's uniform.
We understand.
You're a dumbass. I don't know who their marketing is, UPS.
Yeah.
Who's like, you know what? I think Brown Friday sounds like a good idea. No, it's not all toilet trouble. It's because people have their...
Garbage disposal?
Garbage disposal. Whoa. Garbage disposal.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Which they use minimally during the rest of the year. And now they're peeling potatoes and shit, and they're shoving everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the grease that is already congealed makes a clog. A fatberg, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got everybody taking huge dumps.
Yep.
Huge, meaty, green bean casserole, squash and marshmallow, and wet stuff in
dumps. I'm starting to think that the spokesperson for Roto-Rooter is a Gen Z. Paul Abrams says, virtually every traditional Thanksgiving dish is a drain clogging culprit. Although if I had a sink chewer.
Yeah. You should put everything in there.
I would. I mean, I'd put my potato peels in there.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Thus, Brown Friday.
I don't understand why people can't just take a plunger to the fucking garbage. Like, so the other day, here's just an example.
Oh.
You know, I've had a slow draining shower.
No, I had no idea.
It's when I throw up my Gilenya medicine. We've talked about this, right?
Yes.
I have one pill a day and it's so expensive that my insurance will only, like, I literally took the last one today. It showed up at my door at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is that tight. I don't have the space to throw away a pill.
Right.
I oftentimes, because I get up, drink my water with my pills, drink my coffee. So I got all liquid stomach, take a shower, bend over to clean the drain. So I'm bending over.
Don't do it then.
Well, what am I going to do?
Do it at night when you haven't just taken your pills.
No, because I'm not going to leave the hair in the cloggy drain. Okay. So I go in, you know, there are times you pull out the hair out of the drain and it's exactly the amount you expected.
Yes. And then
sometimes you get that long hair that pulls up a gelatinous black thing that you did like not expect.
A demon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Then I throw up.
Yeah.
I throw up my undissolved Gilenya pill, which is for my MS. For those of you who don't listen. So then it's spiraling around the drain in.
Oh, and you gotta grab it.
The goo and the soap and the water and all the other shit. And I gotta take it and I gotta swallow that motherfucker anyways. I'm just saying. I'm tough about the pills. But the other day, it was super fucking slow. I'm standing in the shower.
Yeah.
In 5 inches of water. Okay?
Yeah.
And I got pissed. And I took the plunger. And I just plunged the shit.
Did you get some stuff up?
Not only did I get stuff up out of the drain and things that spit out of the faucet in the tub.
Yeah.
I got shit that came out in my kitchen sink and my bathroom sink.
Nice.
Cleaned it all up.
Yeah.
Works like a fucking dream.
Way to plum.
Right? I didn't need a fucking plumber.
Good job. It's always Brown Friday here at this Jenny household.
Next up, Carol. Woman killed her friend with eye drops.
What?
Yep.
She immediately sounds just like a really not nice person.
You are correct. She does not sound like a nice person.
Yeah.
But also, I think we have all had those experiences.
Yeah.
Where like, I really want to kill this person.
How do I get rid of this person?
How do I do it without leaving a trace? Jessie Kurzewski killed her friend by spiking her water bottle.
Yeah.
Lynn Hernan is the chick that died.
Okay.
She was 62. Huh. Dude, these are some fierce bitches.
It's old lady rage.
Wow. Originally, her death was ruled a drug overdose, but during the 2 years leading up to Hernan's death, Krasuski was accused of defrauding Hernan of nearly $300,000. Dude. Krasuski pleaded not guilty to a first-degree intentional homicide and 2 counts of felony. Hernan was found unconscious. She was sitting in her living room recliner when she was found, a table filled with prescription pills and what looked like crushed medication on her chest. Krasuski called the police, saying she went to Hernan's home, found her unresponsive and not breathing. She told police that she believed Hernan was suicidal due to her debilitating health conditions. The case was reopened 3 months after Hernan died because the toxicological report showed that Hernan had a fatal dose of tetrahydrozoline. The main ingredient in many over-the-counter eye drops in her system. Krasuski was one of the beneficiaries on Hernan's will, and Lil Hernan became worth more dead than alive to the defendant. Defense attorney Pablo Galaviz said that she just liked vodka. She also liked Visine.
What the?
I have no idea why in his opening statements. What the fuck?
Wait. What?
I don't know.
She liked the vodka and the Visine?
The deputy district attorney, Abby Nickel, said that the defendant betrayed Lynn out of greed and faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison. Anthony Poza, a family friend, said, "It's been 5 years of stress. I'm just glad to finally have justice." He is also a beneficiary of Hernan's will. I did not know that Visine could kill you.
Oral ingestion of Visine warrants immediate medical attention or a call to a poison control center.
Who knew how easy that would be? Just put the fucking
bing, bang, boom. And that's an over-the-counter. You know,
and who's that yahoo who's like, "Well, evidently she liked her vodka and her Visine."
Well, no, she didn't. She liked her Visine in her eyeballs.
What if you put Visine in your Thanksgiving side?
Everyone dead.
You heard it here first. Next up, spring is a dangerous time to be a female European common frog. After a winter-long hibernation, these amphibians congregate in shallow ponds to mate and lay eggs. The gatherings turn ugly fast. Male frogs, which vastly outnumber females, will regularly harass, intimidate, and coerce their counterparts. It's basically a frat party. When it comes to breeding, frogs and toads tend to use one of two reproductive strategies. They are either sitters or scramblers. It's kind of like men.
Yeah, it's exactly like men.
Most species are sitters. The male squats in one place, lets loose a mating call, and waits for the females to come to him. The European common frog, in contrast, is a scrambler. During breeding season, males actively seek out females and attempt to mate with as many as possible during a short period of time. A reproductive strategy termed explosive breeding. Often multiple males will pile onto a single female, forming a tangled heap known as a mating ball. That often severely injures the female or even drowns her.
No!
Yeah.
Life is so wrong.
Jesus Christ. Where is the frog police? Have we defunded the frog police? So most of these European common frog females attempt to simply slip out of the male's arms by rotating her body beneath him in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Fair.
The females will also exploit the male's lack of choosiness. During mating season, male common frogs will grab hold of whatever is in front of them. That list includes other males. The similar-looking European toad, that poor toad, he's just out for a night.
Right.
He's like, "Jesus, you know, the wife's got the kids. I finally have a pass." He's hopping around.
Yeah.
Just gang-banged. And even completely different kinds of amphibians.
What?
In one instance, a male common toad was seen attempting to mate with a brightly spotted fire salamander. When a male,
it's a wild night.
Right? Don't judge. When a male common frog tries to mount another male, the second animal will signal the era by letting out a grunt known as a release call. Female frogs have learned to mimic these sounds in attempt to fool undesirable mates into perceiving them as males.
Yeah, ladies.
But in some cases, females take their acting abilities to the next level by pretending to be dead. There is a video clip that shows a female frog lying in the water with her arms and legs stretched out as a male attempts to mate with her. Unmoving and stiff as a board, she appears to be deceased. When the male eventually loses interest, she perks up and jumps away.
How bad is frog sex?
Like, this behavior is known as tonic immobility and is usually viewed as an anti-predator tactic, mm-hmm. which I've actually seen. Side jog. I had, and I don't have it any longer because it was on my old phone. It was a picture. Sophie was 8 or 9, and she was videoing this. She was at my mom's, and they have a cat who is a big hunter. There was a mouse. And so it was the cat and mouse face to face, and Sophie is videoing it. And the cat looks at the mouse, and the mouse turns on its back, arms splayed. It looks dead. The cat pokes it, sniffs it. It rolls over like it's dead. Mm. The cat looks away. The mouse jumps back up on its four legs.
Out of there.
Well, no, this went on forever.
No, sir.
It went on for a very long time until the cat wandered away and the mouse took off. So I have seen this in real life. Mm-hmm. This behavior is usually viewed as an anti-predator tact. So observing it in the context of mating is surprising.
Not really.
Yeah. This is what the females are doing. They're playing dead. The problem with adapting that behavior to the human species is that how many times could Joel come to your bedside and find you dead and not copulate with you?
I mean, to be fair, that does probably happen a lot. I'm not dead, but I might as well be. I am very sleepy.
Next up, I think we need to give thanks.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah, because it is Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So I think you need to give me some thanks.
Wait, I gotta go first?
Yeah. Why not?
Thank you, John, for being my friend. Thank you for doing this podcast with me, even though I don't contribute a lot, even though I contribute as much as I possibly can. Because I work full-time and you don't. And thank you for being funny and cheering me up most of the time, except for the times when you tear me down. And thank you. Thank you for being a bright light in my life.
You're welcome. Carol, I am thankful because I have never had a friend in my life that I could literally say anything that comes into my head. And it's accepted. Not only accepted, but often applauded or laughed at. And very few times am I told that I have a mental illness.
And I will say that that is accurate for me as well.
Thank you for giving me a job that gives me inspiration, makes me actually feel like a decent person.
Aww.
And makes me excited.
You're really good at it.
You know what? Here's another thing I'm thankful for. When I have issues in my life and I tell you about them, you literally worry about them more than I do. And so it sort of takes the pressure off.
I take the pressure.
Yeah. No, I really appreciate that.
I'm here to worry for you. Anytime.
Yeah. Let's call Joel and see what he's thankful about us.
Okay.
Calling Joel.
Hi, baby.
Hey, baby.
What's up?
What you doing?
I'm sitting here on my ass playing video games.
How's that mustache?
Mustache. It's treatment. Fierce and virile.
All right, Joel, we are calling you because it is the time of giving thanks. And Carol and I just gave thanks to each other. And so I thought it would be a really good idea for you to give thanks to both of us, too.
Really?
Yeah, so why don't you tell us what you're thankful with Carol? Like, what are you thankful about with Carol?
I'm thankful for my loving wife,
mm-hmm.
who helps take care of me.
Aww.
How?
Does my laundry.
Oh, she's got that bleach stick at the ready.
She does. She removes any nasty stains mm-hmm. at a moment's notice.
Mm-hmm. I do that.
She entertains me.
How?
Because she's funny.
Yeah, she is.
And she's smart.
Do you remember the other night when I was talking about stamps and you were like, what are stamps now, like 30 cents? Remember that?
She lets me know how much stamps are. Who buys stamps? Like, who's
no,
mails
no,
it
I know,
anymore?
It's ridiculous.
I buy stamps for the home, for the okay. household. You're welcome.
You buy things for the home beyond stamps. Believe it or not, there's more to the home than stamps. There's mm-hmm. curtains, which I didn't know about till I married you. Sheets.
Oh, yeah. Sheets are important. Mm-hmm.
Carpets, art. Yeah. For the walls.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
No, she's very good at the interior decorating, which is not a strong point for me either. All right, Joel, what are you thankful for me about? Come on, don't be a dink.
Okay, be real.
Well, you make my wife happy at work, which I enjoy greatly.
Lapping that pussy. Oh, sorry.
You're also funny and smart. You make sure there's not too much gin, cheap gin out there in the open market.
That is absolutely correct, sir.
Yeah. These sophisticated people do not need the cheap gin. Jenny's got it.
Mm-hmm. That's good enough if that's all you can come up with.
That's all I got, so.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, Joel, what I'm thankful for about.
Okay.
Yeah. I love the fact that despite how much time I take your wife away from you, you never seem to be critical of me. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that I can rib you like very, very few people, mm-hmm. and you never take it personally.
Well, you've never read my journal, so.
And the last thing I will say is that I have never seen such an ass pelt. As the one that you displayed to me four and a half years ago.
Yeah,
I remember the day. It was July 4th.
No one believes that.
It was like a tiny, tiny little first lip kiss. And it was your asshole.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. So I don't know what fantasy you're living, but no,
I don't know.
Never
then
seen my buttholes.
Pause. Did you show me your nutsack?
You may have seen it peeking out.
No, here, I can tell you the day you guys showed up at my house. You were hammered. Okay. Joel. Okay.
I did not. This is a fantasy you have brought to life.
Like, okay.
No one has seen my buttholes.
Vivid memory of this, in which I have sworn on my children's lives happened.
You have a very vivid imagination.
I do.
And and I think you created my buttholes out of the ether
because
you wanted it so badly.
Okay.
I think the only thing that we can do here, people, is a redo. And see if it looks the same.
What do you think? She has like a fucking wanted poster of my butthole? Like, okay, that's a little bit different. That crease is a little bit off from
before. Yeah, no, that's actually what Carol's right. We need one of those witness drawers.
I mean,
I am not so dumb that I don't recognize that I imagine things that then become real. That has happened to me several times. I have had many relationships in my dreams that feel very real. And so I know damn well that this could have been a hallucination.
Right.
I still know what your butthole looks like.
Okay, this has been great.
Yeah, this has been very successful. Carol, you are the only one that has not acknowledged Joel.
Oh, Joel, I am deeply thankful to have you as my husband.
Like,
you,
nuts deep?
You are like the super best. You are kind. You are level-headed. You do not get all like your panties in a bunch about shit. You cook me dinner every day, which all the incels right now are just, they're masturbating, but they're also angry about that.
And you can masturbate angry. It's okay.
You are just,
even better, isn't it?
You are the perfect person for me to have found in my life, and I'm very, very grateful.
Oh.
All right,
get out of here.
Sorry about all of this. Okay, love you. Bye.
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 Everyone feels good. Next up, we're going to try something new. I want to do a game, Carol, because you and I are going to be taking an improv class.
That is true.
And we have a guest, a big fan from North Carolina. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello all, my name's Clint.
Thank you, Clint, for coming. So Clint is in the area for Thanksgiving because that is the time that everyone travels. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he is graciously giving us a little bit of his evening. Clint is going to present to us I like my blank, like I like my women / men.
Okay.
You and I are going to come up with the answers, and he's going to judge which is funniest.
Okay.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Clint, are you ready to go?
All ready.
What is your first question?
I like my man like I like my turkey.
Who goes first?
Whoever comes up with it first.
Okay. Firm and juicy.
With one wormhole willing to be stuffed.
Damn.
Well, I gotta give it to Jenny.
Well, I mean, you do.
Baby, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's see how this is.
All right, I'll keep score. I like my women like I like my stuffing.
I'm thinking.
You better get better because we're going to improv.
These are tough. Yeah,
12. All right. Fatty with a little bit of onion.
Gross. All right. I'm going to say moist with some hair.
I think I'm going to have to give that one to Carol.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Woohoo.
Whenever I'm around someone with a drawl, I can't help but drawling myself.
I know, right? Wow. It's addictive.
Yeah, you're right.
I like my women like I like my wine.
Mm. I'm not sure that this is going to make any sense. Mm. No younger than 15 years and mixed with a little Coke.
That's good. Yikes. Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. How do I follow that up? It's hard when you go first. Okay.
You can just give it to me if you want to give it to me.
You just hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
All right. Jenny takes that one.
I can't even compete.
I like my man like I like my presents.
Ooh.
Wrapped up and quiet.
Nice. I'm going to say pretty with the big package.
Oh.
I got to give that one to Jenny.
God damn it. Are we keeping score?
I am. I'll keep a score.
Okay. All right. I'm getting that Southern drawl too.
I know.
It's hard. I like my women like I like my candy.
Sweet and colored.
Wow.
I'm thinking Skittles.
Sweet with a little bit of nuts.
All right. I think you won that.
I'm going to give that one to Carol.
You like a little nut in here? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I like my men like I like my underwear.
Right up my asshole.
Whoa, what? Okay. Just pause. Loosen the hips and sticky in the taint.
Can I say one? Sweaty with a shit stain.
Oh, nasty.
Wow.
I gotta give that one to Carol.
I said loosen the hips.
But mine's like a thong up my ass. That's fun.
Yeah, okay.
I like my men like I like my vacations.
Slow and long. Although we all know I'm a girth girl.
Foreign and drinks are free.
I gotta give that one to Jenny.
That was good, Jenny.
I like my men like I like my cars.
Bald tires and a sticky gear shift.
Gross. All right, I'm going to say big silver grill and smoking.
Those are both very bad.
Wait. Let me try again.
All right, we'll try again. I thought mine was good.
White and black with a little shimmy in the ass.
Shit. I got nothing. Sorry.
I'm going to have to give that to Jenny then.
God damn it.
Next one. I like my women like I like my paintbrushes.
Women.
Okay.
What?
Bristly and dripping.
So you've taken both of those. Yeah. Tooken.
You've tooken them.
Tooken them.
All right. slick and white.
It's not bad.
That's bad, right?
No, it's not bad.
Okay.
Hairy.
Ooh.
And smelling like turpentine.
Ew.
I'm going to have to give that to Carol.
No. Oh! She got that, yeah.
I like my men like I like my jackets.
Ooh. Jackets?
Hooded and smelling like leather.
Gross.
Hooded. Have you ever had uncircumcised dick?
I have.
Oh, that's okay. What we're talking about.
Is that what
but he had a problem with his uncircumcised dick, and so it did not work out. It was really gross.
Okay.
It ripped.
Ow! What ripped?
His dick.
The head. The skin.
The skin. Oh. Every time. It made sex not quite that enjoyable. But
that's disgusting.
It was like a blood bath.
Anywho, okay. I'm sticking right. with hooded and smelling like okay. leather.
Mm. Long and covered with studs.
I gotta give that to Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Final question.
Oh.
I like my men like I like my colonoscopy.
Jesus. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Slow and lots of video.
Drugged up and deep.
I gotta give that one to Carol.
Woo!
That was a good one. All right, so I gotta count the. So the final score is 6 for Jenny and 6 for Carol.
Whoa! What? It's a tie. It's a tie. You got a tiebreaker?
All right. I like my women like I like my dogs.
Jenny's definitely going to get this one.
No, wait, pause. Okay.
Willing to beg and thankful for cheese.
Oh, gross. Okay. All right, you might have won. I have nothing formulated. Give me a moment. I might have to acquiesce.
No, I can't.
Thick and into peanut butter.
And the winner of our competition here goes to Carol.
Yeah, I knew it.
It was close, though.
I will say Carol deservedly won. Well, hey, thank you, Bobo Spiewak. Wait.
Clint?
Oh, Clint. I'm so, so sorry.
Thanks for bringing your Southern hospitality up here north.
Yeah, love that you're a fan of the show.
Thank you for coming
Thank
by.
Thank you for reaching out.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Especially because I won.
Anytime. Have a good night.
Okay, you too.
Bye, Clint.
All right, you're good.
What are we doing now?
Wasn't that fun? It's the most wonderful time of the year, and that means Holiday Gift Guide.
I'm so excited to bring you How to Fucking Swear in Sign Language.
Is that a book?
It's $12.99 by Gift Republic. It is 100 cards that contain the best insults you can say with your hands.
Noza.
Yes. It shows you quickly how to signal to someone that they're a motherfucker, a fucktard, a slut, an asshole, and more.
I'm buying that.
Made in the UK.
Oh, you know what? Here's the problem with that.
What?
You gotta Shipping. Act now.
True.
It takes like 12 months practically.
That is true. Just because it's made in the UK doesn't mean...
True. Is it £12.99?
No, it's $12.99.
American dollars.
Yeah, I think you can get that anywhere.
Real money.
And then we have this one I really enjoy. Keep your valuables safe by hiding them in plain sight. If you're looking for the best blowjob machine in the world, look no further. The result of years of research, the AutoBlow AI Plus used artificial intelligence to analyze 1,000 hours of blowjob videos to understand the movements that occur during real-life blowjobs.
Wait, pause. I'm confused.
You just hold up.
Okay.
It's not only a blowjob machine. It is also a place to store your valuables. Oh. That's right. Thieves will never consider taking apart your lube-covered masturbator.
Oh, gross.
A locked box just tells the thief where to look. The roomy masturbator case fits cash and jewelry with ease.
Especially if it's cum-coated.
Makes a great gift
Nobody's
for friends who live
that.
In unsafe areas.
Unsafe?
Yeah. It will not only deter but confuse thieves. So
Ew.
Not only do you get a great blowjob, you also have a safe. Number 3. Superhero of reusable storage bags. This isn't your normal storage bag. This one is smell proof. What does that mean?
No, I don't know.
It means when you go to the airport and them dogs is sniffing around your bags.
No fucking way.
They can't smell it.
How is that?
I swear to God.
So you put your weed in this bag.
Yeah.
And the dogs aren't going to smell it?
Nope.
That's a big gamble.
It has a parent-tested, parent-approved award, which doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Why would the parents approve?
Because they're the ones carrying the weed.
Okay.
Smelly-proof reusable storage bags. And they're good for the environment.
How so?
Because they're reusable.
All right.
They're reducing the amount of plastic waste. And the last but not least is the Popsicle Grandma oversized tea.
Wait.
Pause. For a whopping $35.
Wait, I want that for me.
Right?
Show me that again. Is there a reflective picture?
There is. So it's like those pictures you used to get as a kid.
Yeah, with the reflection.
And grandma.
What's she doing in the reflection, though?
Licking a popsicle. Oh, it's the same one, just reversed.
It's an old lady licking, mm-hmm. I think it's called the Super Rocket.
Might be.
It's the red, white, and blue popsicle that you get from a ice truck.
She's doing it. It also has a drop shoulder. It's very sexy.
Oh, that is for the cougars, baby. Can you please buy that for me for Christmas?
Absolutely.
It is weird and
great.
Actually, is that a man?
That's a woman.
In the reflection, is it a man?
No, it's also a woman. Let's not get into the categories of like how older women can sometimes look manly. Because
there's a lot of hair loss.
Get ready for it. It's going to happen to me. Your mom's already telling you you've got a high forehead.
She's a cunt.
We'll post those on our social so you can enjoy them and get them early for all the people in your lives. You're welcome.
Thank you, Carol, for your first.
You're welcome. It feels good to be back.
I know. Socials?
Please come and hang with us on our socials, on Twatters, and on the Facebook Nation. Call us on our telephone at 207-L-TUNA-1, that's E-L, as in the Spanish, because it's the holidays, people, and we need to be in touch.
We need to hear from you.
Yeah.
We're family. Family supports each other.
That's right.
We will see you freaks next week. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm the guy who messaged you about doing your podcast on YouTube, possibly, which turned into, you know, doing it naked. I had something kind of cute and funny happen to me this week, and it involved you guys' show, so I thought I might share it. I caved last week, and I joined a dating app. So I met someone the first day, and we were messaging, and it was lovely. We were becoming quick friends. Texting, spent a week doing that before we were about to meet up finally for the first time. We seemed to have a similar sense of humor. And the day before we were going to meet up, I was listening to your podcast while texting her. And I just texted her an interesting fact that I had heard on the podcast about how alligators' penises are always erect. And she responded with, I quote, "We are no longer friends." So, thanks, guys. God block me. Thanks.